Hello, my name is Nina. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Now, are you calling to find a testing site near you to be tested for the coronavirus?
No.
How can I help you?
I have had the first dose. And I got paperwork when I got my first dose. And the paperwork says immediately schedule your next appointment after your first dose. And when I go to the site that I went to for my first dose, it's a dead end.
You said when you went to the site, when you got your first, they announced the second dosage. And they didn't tell you when the second dosage would be?
Well, they did. And on the back of the card they gave me that verifies my first dose, it tells me where to go to get my second dose. But what I find confusing is the paperwork that says after you get the vaccine, immediately schedule your next appointment. And I don't see how I can do that. If it's a dead end. And I'll tell you what I get, the pop-up from it is you're ineligible. If you have received your initial vaccine shot and wish to schedule your second shot, please contact your local health department.
Okay, and did you do that?
No, because it was not the local health department I used to schedule the initial shot. I live in Jefferson County. The only place that I saw that I could get the vaccine was in DeKalb County, which is significantly farther away. So it looks to me as though I have an appointment for the second dose. But I'm trying to verify that, especially since I read in this paperwork that I'm supposed to schedule my next appointment after the first dose.
Okay, when is your second dose appointment?
Bear with me just a second. March
29th. Okay, you said March 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it says the second dose at the same location.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure I'm confused. What is the problem?
Well, the problem is the paperwork that they gave me after that first dose. If they've already scheduled my next appointment, which seems to be the case, then why does the paperwork say immediately schedule your next appointment after the first dose of your vaccine? So, if it's something I'm supposed to do, but I can't, then I'm leery of what they gave me that appears to be the second dose. Is there any way to confirm the second dose?
I can't confirm the second dosage. I can say from what you just told me, you did what the paperwork said. You scheduled the second. But how did you get an appointment?
Oh, I did schedule the first one, but the paperwork says, quote, immediately schedule your next appointment after the first dose of your vaccine.
Yes. Quote. And you said you have an appointment for the 23rd.
That's no, why I have an appointment for the 29th.
The 29th.
29th.
I mean, so you've scheduled the second dose.
The first dose. I didn't schedule it. That's my point.
Okay, who scheduled it?
I'm assuming the girl who gave me the shot, who gave me the card when I got my first dose.
Okay, and she did exactly what the card was supposed to do. What she did. So the word immediately
If she did what I was supposed to do, it seems that she would have told me that. Because if after the fact she gives me a piece of paper that says immediately schedule your next appointment, how can I do that if she's already done it?
The paperwork is just a formality. What you need, you already have. The appointment for the second dosage.
So I'm supposed to ignore the paperwork?
No, just keep the paperwork. But you've got your appointment for your second dosage. I don't see where the problem is.
The problem is that I did not schedule my next appointment after the first dose of my vaccine. I'm assuming she did, but I'm calling to see if I can verify that, since that is contradictory to the paperwork that she gave me. If I am not supposed to immediately schedule my next appointment after my first dose of the vaccine, then why hand out this paperwork?
Sir, that's a formality. That's like, the word immediate, which that's what she did. She gave you an appointment for your second dosage. You're in good standing.
So since I didn't do it, and since that information is the culprit of misinformation, I don't see why I was told to schedule something that I can't do. But that's not the reason I'm calling. The reason I'm calling is to see if there's any way to actually verify that she did what it looks to me like I'm supposed to do according to the paperwork.
Actually, you did do it. By her giving you that appointment, she did it for you. You're overthinking it.
But then I didn't do it if she did it for me.
Okay, but it doesn't matter who did it, as long as you have an appointment. They're talking about the appointment, and you have one.
How do you know?
Because you just told me that she gave you an appointment on the 29th.
I told you that it's written down on the card, on the same card. Is there anyone else I can talk to? Because I think I'm not conveying what it is I'm trying to get across. The paperwork does not apply, apparently, if she did what it tells me I am supposed to do. She did not tell me that she did that. I'm assuming that she did that because of the date on the back of the card, which is 1 month from my first dose. If, however, that is the case, then why didn't she said, ignore that, or mark it through, or why even have that information as part of the handout if they've already scheduled the next appointment?
Sir, let me give you the vaccination COVID hotline phone number. Because what we do
does that
in this
have
department,
to do with the,
that's for pre-registration.
What?
Because right now, it's like you're overthinking it. She helped you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. But don't you see a big difference between somebody scheduling an appointment for me and then giving me an instruction that says, schedule your next appointment?
Which she did for you. It's the same thing.
I'm asking you, though, it's not the same thing. If I tell you that I have done something for you, why would I tell you to do the thing that I've already done for you?
That's the paperwork that they give everyone. It's for your record. And your records, from what you told me, it's already done. March
the
29th.
So my question is, if I do for you something that I tell you to do, would it not be confusing to you if I tell you to do the thing that doesn't need to be done, that I've already done for you?
Are you saying that she told you to schedule it and she already scheduled it?
Indirectly, she gave me the piece of paper that said for me to schedule it.
Which she already did it for you.
We're going around in circles.
We're not going around in circles. You're overthinking it. You have an appointment for your second dosage. There's nothing else left to do but to go to that appointment. And
there's
to check
no way
on
to
it.
Confirm that appointment?
Sir?
There's no way to confirm that appointment?
By calling wherever the appointment is scheduled for. That is not our line.
So there is no way to confirm it?
Yes, it is. Call the place where you're supposed to go to get the second vaccine.
The agricultural center?
Wherever you got your first vaccine.
County.
Is there anything else I can help you with today? I can only help you with the testing site, and you're looking for the vaccination second shot.
Oh, well, I wonder why then the person that I spoke to initially put me through to you, since I explained to her what the situation.
You would have to ask her. I don't know.
I have no interest in testing. Can you put me back through to her?
I don't know who was it that you were speaking to.
I don't know. I'll tell you the number I dialed. I've called so many numbers. 866-663-3762.
Okay, all you have to do is just simply dial that number.
So you can't put me back through to her?
Yes, I can transfer you back to that number. What is that number?
866-663-3762. Or can you put me through to any department that deals with the vaccination? I'm not interested in testing.
Hold one moment.